You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. My name is Ben Barrett and I'm delighted to say that today I've been joined by Craig Forsyth. Craig, how are you, sir?
Yeah, all well. Looking forward to a big weekend of racing action and we've had a good week with the weather for a change at this
time of
year.
Not too many have been abandoned, which is always pleasant. We've suffered it once or twice this past couple of weeks, but hopefully, all being well, everything that's planning to go ahead is going to go ahead. You've been part of the William Hill Racing Radio team today with Luke and Paddy. Have you been in good form?
Okay, nothing special, nothing terrible, just about the middle, Ben.
Better form than Luke and Paddy?
Well, Luke had to call a race from Doncaster today because we lost the commentary. So I have to give him 10 out of 10 for that. He was really good.
10 out of 10 for Luke. We won't tell him. He'll never let us forget it.
He only got one name wrong throughout the whole contest. Mancini Dream instead of Mancini Man, he was calling. But it was a superb call. There was a lot of runners. And stepping in at the last minute when you haven't rehearsed, it has to be a 10.
Luke Elder not able to get out of the building this evening because of the size of his ego, everybody. You are right. We are looking forward to a really good weekend of racing, and I know we've got a couple of races to look at Cheltenham later on, but I just wanted to kind of open the floor to you a little bit on the quality of racing that we have tomorrow. It's Ford Grade 2s at Cheltenham, a Grade 3, there's Grade 2s at Doncaster, they've got listed races, we've got good stuff in Ireland as well. What does a weekend like this mean to someone like yourself as a punter, as a fan of the sport? Are these ones that you kind of look at really, really happily about?
Yeah, we're at a time of year now, Ben, where in terms of the best national hunt action, it's mainly centred around the weekend.
Yes.
You know, that's where we see the best of the racing. And you know, you look mainly for the Friday, Saturday stuff.
Yeah.
And this weekend is really, really competitive stuff. Cheltenham, obviously, this is the final meeting.
Yes.
Before the four-day festival in March.
Four-day festival, I know, just you put it in there. That's a different question for another day, maybe.
Yes. And, you know, in previous years, this meeting has provided numerous clues for the festival itself. One of the races that we are going to preview in this podcast, you know, maybe not looking at the winner, but looking at the horses that have finished down the field that have gone on to festival glory.
It's going to be a really, really fascinating weekend of action. William Hill Racing Radio has every single angle covered. You can join us tomorrow, 10 minutes before the first race. That'll be around 11:50 a.m. Mark Walton is joined by a combination of Lucy Hughes, Alistair Jones and John O'Connell. We'll be previewing, as I've mentioned, races Lincolnfield, Doncaster, Fairy House, if we can squeeze it in, Cheltenham, Uttoxeter and Kempton as well. Stay tuned to the end of the podcast, where in addition to the two races that Craig is going to preview for us, I'm going to try and steal some of the audio out of the retail previews as well and tag them on the end of the podcast as a bit of a Borussi bonus. One of the questions that I wanted to throw to you before we look into those two races, as a bit of a racing noob like myself, I was looking at some of the field sizes for the graded races at Doncaster and Cheltenham, and there's a couple of sixes in there and a four-runner graded race at Doncaster, for example. Is that a bit of a shame if we got an eight-runner race as well? Only one non-runner drops that to two places. Is it a little bit of a shame to see these fields the sizes that they are?
Yeah, it is. Definitely when you see the word good in the going description at this time of year. So many times, you know, it's bottomless and really testing, and trainers and owners are trying to avoid running the horses simply to make sure they're not bottomed out in such terrible conditions. So yes, that has to be slightly disappointing, but when you look back at previous years, the numbers this time around are on par with the last four or five years. So, you know, we haven't lost too much. Obviously, just the conditions of the races. But obviously, Doncaster at the time of recording are predicting good to soft, good in places ground, and certainly look good ground on Friday's card. So, yeah, slightly disappointing to only see five in the River Don. Usually a good race, but saying that, we have a very good five.
We do have a very good five. That's Doncaster. A little word on Doncaster, actually, whilst we've mentioned it. If you are out and about tomorrow and you want to watch the action at Doncaster, it is free to wear on William Hill's Betting TV. We will, of course, give you the very best coverage on William Hill Racing Radio, but if you actually want to watch any of those races, Betting TV is a place to watch Doncaster. That also applies to Lingfield and Uttoxeter. Now, the two races we're going to have a quick look at now, Craig, are both actually at Cheltenham. We'll start with the 1:15. It is the Time Novices race. It is the Time Novices Handicap Chase Class 2, 2 miles, 4 furlongs and a smidge. And if I'm just going to have a quick run through the betting at time of recording, Imperial Aura 11-4 market leader, Simply the Bet 11-2, Mercy Me 6-1, 7-1 for Champagne Court. It is 7-1 also for Go With The Flow, 8-1 for Cloudy Glen, On The Slopes 11-1, Courtmaster 14s, as is Encore Champs 16-1 and bigger for the final few listed. This one looks fairly competitive. Which one, two, a few have you picked out for this one?
Yeah, I think we'll start with the favourite before we get to the selection.
Yeah.
And Imperial Aura, trained by Kim Bailey, is a horse that I flagged up in a short list of horses to follow.
Okay.
One of the reasons for highlighting him for this season was he's run at Chepstow. Finished third in the Silver Trophy, you know, was up with a strong pace in the early stages. He then kicked clear off the bend as some of the other front runners cried enough and started going backwards. And, you know, for me, he should have been finishing mid-division, if not further back, given how much running he'd done in the early part. Performance, he just marked up massively. Race running a really quick time. And I'm surprised they didn't try and exploit what looked to be a good handicap mark over hurdles. Anyway, they kicked on with his chasing career. Only had two rivals to beat, Ron Fakenham.
Yep.
A straightforward penalty kick. Jumped fantastically well. Then on to Cheltenham for a novice chase. And again, you know, his jumping was a joy to watch. But he was no match for Pim, who was just too strong at the business end, coming up the hill. More experienced Pim, he's higher rated as well. You know, you're talking high 140s now for Pim. And Imperial Aura's rated 136. So I'm sure Connections will have the Cheltenham Festival Close Brothers race,
yep,
as a target. And to get into that race, he will need to win or certainly go close here, because a mark of 136 wouldn't be good enough to qualify for that race. So he's sure to go well, but it's just the price.
11-4 put you off a little bit?
Yeah, it's just that's the only thing, Ben, that puts me off. It isn't his form, you know. I think a lot of the horse, but I just don't think he's any value in this race at that price, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So where is the value? Where is the selection then?
Simply the Bet, who's okay. A horse that caught the eye numerous times over hurdles last year. He just looked to lose his way in the second half of the last season, but he came back this time around over fences, and he was very impressive at Chepstow. Followed that up with a really good win at Newcastle, again impressing the way he jumped. But then switching to what usually is a very competitive race on Boxing Day at Kempton, you know, and the switch to a right-handed track found him,
yeah,
out. He didn't jump anywhere near as well going the other way around as he had done at Chepstow and Newcastle. Two more galloping tracks. And I think, you know, coming to Cheltenham, we'll see him in much better light,
yeah,
than we've seen him on Boxing Day at Kempton Park. I still think he's on a decent mark of 140. And, you know, hopefully he didn't follow the same pattern as his form went last year, and he can bounce back from finishing second at Kempton.
And at twice the price, 11-2 currently at time of recording.
Yeah,
much better in the way of value.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's very fair. You know, this is a race that in previous years has been a good guide to festival winners. We look back to 2018, Mr. Whittaker won this race. He went on, of course, to win the Close Brothers. And there's been a few other horses that have run well here that have gone on to Cheltenham Glory. So, you know, it's not all about the winner here. It might be a race to play back a couple of times. Look at the horses that finished further down the field. Untemper 2 was a horse that finished fourth here a few years back. He went on to win at the festival. So, yeah, you know, one to set the planners or whatever it is now. No videotapes around. And certainly have a look back, because there will be clues aplenty. Simply the Bets, hopefully coming home in front.
One for the betting slip and the notebook then. That's the 1:15 at Cheltenham. Simply the bet selection over the favourite Imperial Aura. Right, we're going to scurry forward. One race at Cheltenham, the 150. Highway 101 is 4-1 market leader here. Lalore 5-1. Spirit of the Games is 11-2. As is Warthog. My Way sits at 7-1 with Cepage 8-1. Count Merribel is 9. Double figure prices for all of the others. This is the 150 at Cheltenham. The otherwise named by a bookmaker, 45 Sleeps to Cheltenham Trophy Handicap Chase. It's a grade 3, 2 miles, 4 furlongs, and that little smidge extra as well. Another competitive looking field.
It is, yeah. We're going to look at a bit of value here, and we could mention so many in this race. So yeah. I think we'll just get straight to the selection.
Go for it,
Ben, and that's Count Merribel.
Okay.
Nigel Tristan Davis is also a previous course winner. Goes very well here. He did run in the November competitive handicap chase, won by Happy Diva, of course.
Yeah.
Warthog was third in that. He went on to win the December race.
And comes back in this race as well.
And comes back here, yeah. But, you know, Warthog has, you know, certainly improved this season. You know, I think he was seen as a strong traveller and caught the eye on many of occasions last year, but he's delivering more at the business end now. And when he was challenged, he found plenty for pressure in December. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he can repeat that here. But a horse that finished a little bit further back in behind in sixth was Count Merribel. He got caught up in what was an overly strong early pace. You know, ended up doing too much too soon. And he was a spent force coming up the hill where the hold-up horses that benefited from coming from off the pace came to the fore and fought out the finish. And it was still a good run in the circumstances. You know, he's been on a high enough mark of 148. He's starting to come down now. He's off 145 here. Like I said, he runs the track well, and the chase track at Cheltenham, you know, it's definitely a positive to be up with the pace on this type of ground. You know, the conditions will be a little bit quicker than he's encountered on his last few starts, and he looks capable of a bold show with Mark Grant once again taking the ride. His usual pilot who gets on so well with this horse.
Always a key thing to see a jockey that gets on so well with a horse back on board again. At 9-1, would you suggest that that's also an each way value piece of betting, or would you be quite happy to go on the nose as well?
Yeah, I think he's an all or nothing type.
Okay.
You know, obviously looking to see if there is any extended places on Saturday. You know, we've got 10 runners, so at the moment it looks like first three.
Yep.
But I think he's a horse that looks all or nothing, so probably be a win only bet on Count Merribel on Saturday.
Nothing to sniff at. Then 9-1 for Count Merribel. That's two selections then from Craig. The 115 and the 150 have been covered in pretty good order there, to be perfectly honest with you. As I've mentioned, William Hill Racing Radio will go live tomorrow at 11:50 a.m. Mark Walton, Lucy Hughes, Alistair Jones, John O'Connell. For those of you who are listening in who may also have a little bit of a fancy of the US side of things, it's a big day of racing at Gulfstream as well. We have previews from both sides of the Atlantic on the Pegasus World Cup to bring you over on William Hill's Betting TV. So stay tuned to Betting TV if you like your Gulfstream action. Craig, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you very
much. Looking
forward to
it.
Racing Radio is available on Alexa smart speakers. Just enable the William Hill Racing Radio skill or say, open William Hill Racing Radio and leave the rest to us.
Thank you to Craig Forsyth for joining us on the Daily Racing Podcast today. And as promised, we've got a couple of previews that we've stolen from the retail team. Firstly, Gary Capewell talks us through Doncaster. And then it's over to Luke Elder, who has 4 to mark your card with at Cheltenham.
Well, fantastic day of action to look forward to at Doncaster on Saturday. And I have a look at 4 horses in particular. In the 12:55, I'm going to go for Mr. Fisher, who was very impressive when winning over fences at Cheltenham on his most recent outing. I think he can follow up here. In the 2:05, Bossman Fred, who's unbeaten thus far in his career, a perfect 4 from 4, which included a very easy win over this course and distance last time out. In the 240, Lady Buttons goes for her fifth course when she won this corresponding race last year. She won over fences here last time out. It's going to be tough to beat. And in the 315, the Sky Bet Chase, Solomon Gray makes his handicap debut of what looks to me to be a very fair mark, and he's open to plenty of improvement.
It looks to be a fantastic day of racing at Cheltenham at Four Trials Day. Hopefully, a few festival winners along the way. As far as this afternoon is concerned, with here are four to keep an eye on. The 150 looks an intriguing handicap chase. I think My Way could go one better than at Ascot last time around for Paul Nicholls and Harry Cobden. The 225, the Cotswold Chase, Slate House might be able to be a novice to win out of novice company. It looks an open race with the likes of Santini in there, but we haven't seen Santini for a while, and Slate House can take advantage of that. The 3 o'clock is the Ballymore Trial, where Harry Senior could well cement his place in the Ballymore at the Cheltenham Festival. And if the cap fits, I think can lower the colours of Paisley Park in the Cleeve Hurdle at 3:35. Four to watch for at Cheltenham on Trials Day.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.